Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, June 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Another foreign worker in Iraq has been executed by Iraqi militants, and the world is angered and shocked by it. As many wonder how to address problems in Iraq, the International Bible Society has the answer, God's Word. IBS, Tom Youngblood.
Is the Bible relevant to all people? Absolutely. It doesn't matter where they live. It doesn't matter what faith or background they focused on. If they will open the Word of God, whether they're Muslim or otherwise, and understand what it says and make that step of confessing their sin and trusting in Christ, the Word has done its work.
Distribution is a priority. In fact, IBS is celebrating the distribution of the 400 millionth Bible since they began ministry. But Youngblood says they're not celebrating a number.
To me, the celebration around 402 million scriptures is the fact that lives have been changed for eternity. The Word of God is a seed, and there's a whole bunch of that that has sprouted, and the harvest has been awesome.
And Angola is slowly emerging from the shadows of war. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says in the rebuilding of the nation, he's been asked to speak at a series of evangelistic meetings July 15th through the 18th.
This is the first time they've been able to get all of the evangelical denominations to come together, united, and one effort to really proclaim the gospel to the whole nation.
Believers held their first ever Jesus March yesterday in the capital city. Tippett says it shows their commitment to preparation for the evangelistic meeting. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.